WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. A fingerprint and DNA evidence on an envelope lead police to a 56-year-old Florida man they believe sent more than a dozen pipe bombs to prominent Democrats and CNN. He faces 5 federal charges.
Cesar Saik could face additional federal charges, according to United States Attorney Jeff Berman.
The defendant's conduct as charged is cowardly and reprehensible and totally anathema to our democracy.
Saik had apparently been living out of his van, which was covered in images of Trump critics in the crosshairs of a gun site. He was arrested several times, including for making violent threats against Florida Power and Light and its employees. Saik hopped around from job to job, managing touring male stripper reviews and working at a dry cleaner's. His social media accounts were an endless stream of memes attacking Democrats and liberals. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
And after the arrests, President Donald Trump reacts at a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina.
We have seen an effort by the media in recent hours to use the sinister actions of one individual to score political points against me and the Republican Party.
One of the bombs was addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden. He's concerned about the partisan divide in the country and says Americans need to come together. A reading instructor at Loudoun County Public Schools is behind bars this morning, charged with unlawful filming of a student at Woodgrove High School. The Loudoun County Sheriff's Office says 30-year-old Samuel Hermans was arrested yesterday after they were told someone saw him possibly taking upskirt pictures of girls at the school with his cell phone. The Sheriff's Office said it happened yesterday morning in a school hallway. Hermans is being held without bond. 10 white nationalists are banned from the University of Virginia for their actions during a torch-lit campus demonstration last year, protesting plans to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. That happened the night before a violent clash between white nationalists and counter-protesters in Charlottesville that left one woman dead. The university's police chief says in a statement the no trespass warnings were given to people police believe were violent or whose behavior was threatening. UVA alumni Richard Spencer is among those banned from campus. Spencer says he was not violent that night or the next day. If you have old meds in your cabinet, today's the day to safely get rid of them. It's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Alan Lomax with the Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition of Alexandria says the purpose is to get rid of drugs you're not using to
reduce access to youth and other people for who may misuse the drugs.
You can safely get rid of your drugs at locations around our area from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. In sports, the Dodgers beat the Red Sox 3-2 in 18 innings in Game 3 of the World Series. The game lasted a whopping 7 hours and 20 minutes.
Good morning. It's a fairly
And today...
Fly ball, left center field, well hit. Back at the wall, and the longest World Series game in history has come to an end. A mighty blast by Max Muncy. The Dodgers are back from the dead.
The Red Sox lead the series 2-1, Game 4 is tonight, and the Wizards lose to the Kings. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Let me throw this at you.
WMAL is excited to announce the next Politics in a Pint event with Chris Plant on Thursday, November 1st at Trump National Golf Club.
What a great idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Mix and mingle with like-minded people, enjoy a beverage and a bite to eat, and meet Chris Plant, all at the beautiful and prestigious setting of the Trump National Golf Club. Admission is free. No ticket necessary. Politics in a Pint, sponsored by EnlightenLights.com. November 1st at Trump National Golf Club. Learn more at WMAL.com/pint.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Make your retirement more predictable. Listen to The Retirement Key Saturdays at 2 here on WMAL.
It's 7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Tony Rodriguez in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. It's a fairly quiet drive around the D.C. region. If you headed on the outer loop of the Beltway, no slowdowns to be seen from I-95 over towards the Georgia Avenue exit. Southbound 270 is quiet as well. No issues to report headed down towards the Beltway. I-66, I-95, all up to speed approaching the Beltway, and no issues to report on 395, continuing up towards the 14th Street Bridge. Southeast-Southwest Freeway is quiet as well so far this morning. No issues to report in DC 295, Suitland Parkway, Pennsylvania Avenue, or East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, rain, cloudy and windy, a high in the mid-50s, right now 53 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Are you ready for healthy, happy holidays? Larry O'Connor here, and thanks to the EMP 180 Weight Loss Program, I lost over 40 pounds. You can do the same. Wow your coworkers, family, and friends this holiday season by getting into that favorite suit or dress that hasn't fit in years. Starting EMP 180 will be the best gift you've ever given yourself. Forget all those times you tried to lose weight. EMP 180 is unique, becoming the standard of nutritionally based weight loss in the D.C. area because it works, empowering you to keep weight off and to live a longer, healthier life. You lose the weight, but more importantly, you lose fat, you gain muscle, and you learn to eat in a sustainable way. EMP 180 is programmed to fit your unique and busy lifestyle, offering incredibly personalized service with an entire team dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and beyond. If I can do it, you can do it. For a consultation in Alexandria, Rockville, Woodbridge, and Tysons, call 855-888-0180. Visit EMP180weightloss.com or Google EMP180.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It is great to have you with us on the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler, and with less than 2 weeks to go before the midterm elections, who better than to help put it in perspective than John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning, and stay dry.
All right. All week long, coverage of the bombs that were sent to Democratic leaders. Any sense of what impact that may have on the midterm elections?
It can cut both ways. Clearly, Democrats are going to be very aroused to a point of saying, gotcha, or look at one of your own, believing at face value that Cesar Sayoc, whom we are just hearing about, is truly the Trump-Pence-loving conservative Republican who drives around in a van with pictures of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and targets focused on them. Come on. This is too good to be true for the other side to come up with someone right out of central casting who fits their profile of the stereotypical nutcase on the right. My guess is we don't know everything about this man. Indeed, we've only scratched the surface on his life. But soon we'll find out more, and I have a funny feeling that, to use the old saying, first impressions are not going to be lasting. There will be more on him. In terms of politics, I could easily see the president saying that his 2016 call for more law and order he has lived up to. The FBI was on top of this case immediately, and within a period of 36 hours, they tracked down Mr. Sayoc to Florida and had him in custody. The president praised the FBI, and FBI Director Chris Wray had a very successful news conference. So my guess is that there are no winners, and there shouldn't be, from an event that can only be called tragic and sick.
So let's turn to some of the key midterm races, and one is right here in the Washington area, and it is tightening in Northern Virginia.
It certainly is, and you're talking about the race of two-term Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, Republican, against State Senator Jennifer Wexton, Liberal Democrat. Barbara Comstock is someone who is generally conservative. She's well known by people throughout the conservative movement. Her friends range from Trump campaign operative Dave Bossi to her predecessor and mentor, Frank Wolf, the congressman in that district for 34 years. The district, in fact, has been Republican for the 38 years that Wolf and then Comstock had it, but like Northern Virginia and parts of Maryland, the number of federal employees who settle there make it less Republican. Comstock had two difficult races in 14 and 16, winning the first time by 56% of the vote, and the second time 52%, as Donald Trump lost to Hillary Clinton by more than 15 percentage points. Now, Jennifer Wexton is someone who was considered a big spender in Richmond, a liberal Democrat whose backers include Emily's List and Planned Parenthood. They are not kisses of death in Northern Virginia, but they draw a line between the two. My guess is it is too close to call, and Barbara Comstock has been written off both as a member of the state legislature and then as a congresswoman. This one will go down to the wire, polls notwithstanding.
John James is the rising superstar in the Republican Party. He's running for Senate in Michigan against the incumbent Debbie Stabenow. That race is tightening.
It certainly is, and it's particularly dramatic because Michigan last elected a Republican United States Senator in 1994. That was a few years ago. In addition, Debbie Stabenow has won three successive terms, all fairly comfortably, and is well-connected in the Democratic leadership in the Senate, as well as with organized labor. That said, John James, making his maiden bid for office, electrifies audience. His speaking style has been likened to that of Barack Obama, and he brings with him the credentials of being a West Point graduate, a dedicated U.S. Army veteran in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the CEO of a family business in the Detroit area. Oh, yes, if he were elected, he would be only the second black United States senator serving along with Tim Scott of South Carolina. On sheer shoe leather and speaking power and a resume, the conservative James, and he is a good-as-Goldwater conservative, went up from trailing the veteran senator by double digits to trailing 49% to 42% of the vote, according to the latest Epic MRA poll. The question is, will he have enough money to be competitive and pull off the big one in November? It would still be an upset, but it's a race that's surely worth watching.
All right, not too far down the street, the state of Indiana, Senator Joe Donnelly. How's that race?
This is a case where the Kavanaugh effect clearly is at work. Democrat Joe Donnelly led in most of the polls until he decided to vote against Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court. The result was more money, more workers, and more support for his opponent, Mike Braun. And Mr. Braun, who has his own wealth from the private sector to put in the race, is leading in some polls, tied in another. This is inarguably the legacy of the vote on Brett Kavanaugh and the confirmation fight that was so tumultuous. But a postscript. Lucy Brenton, Libertarian Party candidate, is shown to be getting from 4 to 8% of the vote in most races. Now, I've covered Libertarian candidates for years, among them Gary Johnson, their presidential nominee in 2012 and 16. Republicans are the ones who fear Libertarians the most. The less is best, leave me alone message seems to take votes away from people who just might vote Republican. And I've seen it happen before in other races. Senator John Thune swore to me he would have been elected to the Senate from South Dakota 2 years earlier had the Libertarian not been there to draw 31,000 votes as he was losing by barely 500. In Indiana, Joe Donnelly won his first term 6 years ago when a Libertarian who was included in the debates drew more votes than was the difference between Donnelly and his Republican opponent. Ms. Brenton is included in the debates. Whether she's the spoiler remains to be seen.
So, John, there's an election tomorrow, and we may actually hear at the end of the day the name Trump associated with the ballot?
You bet. In Brazil, the front runner, in fact, the likely winner by a landslide, is Jair Bolsonaro, member of Congress, retired Army captain, and someone who is frequently called the Tropical Trump. He said exactly what he wanted when a liberal colleague in the Congress once claimed that she was raped. He said that she was too homely to attract a rapist. On other occasions, he has said that he would act in the manner of the military junta that he so admired to put down rioters and violent criminals. And he is someone who fully aligns himself with the religious right on values legislation, even though he's been married three times. He's an unusual kind of character, and he reminds a lot of Brazilians and international observers of you-know-who. But once again, Brazil is a country that has been beset by political corruption. It has seen two former presidents go to jail, and the Workers' Party that was once in power entirely disgraced. Its nominee, former Rio de Janeiro mayor Federico Haddad, seems destined to lose by a big margin. The old saying from the movie Network is, "I'm mad as hell and not going to take it anymore." That seems to be the attitude of Brazilian voters, tired of corruption, sick of politics as usual, and deciding to opt for the Tropical Trump.
Well, that could be the same mantra for us a week from Tuesday.
Exactly.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. To follow him, simply go to Google and hit Gizzi on politics. John, thank you.
Simply stay indoors this weekend.
It's 7:18, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Interesting conversation on how you can do something about opioid abuse. That's next. But first, traffic and weather. Here's Tony Rodriguez.
Good morning. No issues to be seen so far as you make your way on DC 295 southbound past the Pennsylvania Avenue exit down towards the 11th Street Bridge. In Virginia, yes, the HOV lanes of 395 are shut down, but the through lanes are completely up to speed, so you're definitely not seeing too many issues there. 66, you're quiet from Manassas to the Beltway and headed through Falls Church and Arlington. Outer loop of the Beltway, some slight volume delays as you make way over towards the Wilson Bridge, but that's mostly because of the road spray and the wet roads. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers today, high of 52. Cloudy tomorrow, up to 58. Clouds Monday, high 57. Sunshine Tuesday and Wednesday with the highs in the upper 60s. Right now, 50 degrees, heading to 52. 7:18, Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It is great to have you with us. And we often talk about crises or problems in the country, and there's a lot of talk, and sometimes there are events and things, and then kind of slips off the radar screen, and nothing ever happens. Well, today there is some action being taken, and you can actually participate. And we are joined by Scott Hernke. He is the acting special agent in charge of the Washington Field Division of the Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA. Scott, it's great to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Rick. Thank you for having me on the radio this morning and giving me the opportunity to talk about this very important DEA program, National Take Back.
Well, one of the crises and problems in this country is the opioid crisis and drug overdoses. And I don't think people really have a sense of how severe this problem is. Tell us about some of the stats on drug overdoses and opioid deaths in America.
Well, the stats are pretty alarming. The rate of prescription drug abuse in the U.S. is high, and it's not getting any better. It has increased since last year. Let me give you an example. In 2017, more than 72,000 Americans died as a result of drug overdose. And of that, more than 42,000 of those died from opioids. That's 115 people per day. Now, a lot of people look at the number but don't really understand it. For instance, the 72,000 Americans that died last year, that's 197 people a day. If you compare it to the amount of passengers and crew on an Airbus 320 commercial aircraft, which many of us have flown, that seats about 180 people in that aircraft. If that aircraft crashed and killed everybody on board, that's how many people are dying from drug overdoses each day in America. That's pretty alarming.
So can you imagine if an airplane full of passengers went down every day, how much media attention that would get, how much of an uproar and outcry there would be in this country? But for some reason, I guess because it's scattered all across the country, we don't see the victims, we don't see the deaths, we don't hear about the deaths. It's something that we're just not paying any attention to.
Right, and many people think that drug abuse and opiate abuse could not happen to them. Well, they're wrong. Unlike years ago where drug abuse was limited to certain areas, drug abuse these days does not matter about demographics. It can happen to anyone. It doesn't matter what your race is, what your sex is, how old you are, or how much money you make. It can happen at any corner of America. People that are professionals, blue-collar workers, it can happen to everybody. Studies have shown that about 80% of the people who use heroin started their addiction with the abuse of prescription drugs.
Wow. So, I said action is being taken. It's being taken today by the DEA because today is National Take Back Day. And anyone listening this morning can participate. Scott, tell us about the initiative.
National Take Back Day program was actually initiated back in 2010. And what it does, it provides the public an opportunity to get rid of their unused, expired, or unwanted prescription drugs. Helping people to dispose of potentially harmful prescription drugs is just one way DEA is working to reduce the addiction and overdose deaths plaguing this country due to the opioid medications.
From some information I've read on this topic, people can leave opioids in a medicine cabinet and somebody can get into that medicine cabinet, whether it's a child, somebody that works in the home, whatever. And that's how sometimes the opioid addiction can get started.
Exactly. In talking to the people that abuse prescription drugs, most of the time they get their drugs from friends and family, and including the home medicine cabinet. Now, unlike myself along with other people, you get a prescription for an ailment or pain, you take several of those prescription drugs, you do not finish the entire bottle, you put it back in your medicine cabinet. Well, what happens is people sometimes will go into medicine cabinets, steal those prescription drugs, and those drugs end up in the wrong hands on the streets. This National Take Back Day gives the public an opportunity to protect their homes and medicine cabinets from drug theft and abuse. It gives them an opportunity to get rid of those unwanted drugs, bring them to a National Take Back site, and have those drugs disposed of by law enforcement.
So it is today. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. And how many sites do you have around the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area?
The D.C., Maryland, Virginia, we have about 300 sites and are working with about 180 law enforcement partners.
Scott, somebody may say, well, wait a minute, why don't I just flush them down the toilet?
Typically in the past, people have flushed their prescription drugs down the toilet. That is the worst thing that could happen. Not only by doing that, it creates an environmental hazard. It also creates problems for the fish and the wildlife that live downstream. Those prescription drugs are then polluting the water system, thereby potentially polluting the fish and other things that live downstream.
So you have 300 locations open today between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And how do you find the location?
The locations, if you go on to deatakeback.com and put in your zip code, it'll tell you the locations that are nearest your house.
That's deatakeback.com. Enter your zip code. Again, today is National Take Back Day, and it's part of the National Take Back Initiative, and you've been doing this for a long time.
That's correct. This program began in 2010. This is actually the 16th National Take Back Day. It's held twice a year, once in April, at the end of April, and once at the end of October. Today's program is the 16th National Take Back Day. It is held from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The previous 15 national take-back days have been very successful. DEA, in conjunction with its state and local and tribal enforcement partners, and has removed a total of over 9.9 million pounds. That's nearly 5,000 tons of medications from the streets. And in the local area of Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., the last take-back program in April removed almost 44,000 pounds of unwanted, unused prescriptions.
Wow. That's an amazing result.
That is. But in the community, it continues to increase. The community is becoming more and more aware of this program. And the goal of the program is to get the unused, unwanted, and unneeded prescription pills out of the medicine cabinets and have them disposed of properly through law enforcement purposes so those pills do not end up in the wrong hands on the street.
So if you have prescription medications that are in the medicine cabinet or anywhere around the house, been sitting there for a while, you're not using them any longer, don't flush them down the toilet, don't throw them in the trash, take them to one of the DEA take-back locations. And again, it's DEATakeBack.com. Just put your zip code in. You'll find a location very close to you here in the Washington area. It is today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And tell us a little more about the resources you have, because it's such a serious problem, and somebody listening is may know someone that has an opioid problem, and there are places to turn for help.
There are several places to turn for help. The area has a lot of prevention and treatment facilities that you can contact. DEA also works with several websites to provide information not only to parents but to kids and to teachers about the dangers of drugs. One of the websites is GetSmartAboutDrugs.com, which is a perfect website to educate the parents about the dangers of drugs. Another one for kids specifically is JustThinkTwice.com. It gives them information about drug abuse. And the third one that DEA has worked with is called OperationPrevention.com. It's actually a self-contained learning module for parents in schools, and it looks at the science of addiction, how addiction works in there, and it provides programs or study guides for parents to read as well as teachers. We have found that parents, in many cases, know how to talk to their kids about sex, but many parents do not know how to open up a line of communication about drug abuse. And that's why these websites of GetSmartAboutDrugs.com and JustThinkTwice.com are perfect ways for parents to become educated and then open up a line of communication with their kids. It's never too early to talk to your kids about drug abuse.
Scott Hernke, Acting Special Agent in charge of the Washington Field Division of the Drug Enforcement Administration. Scott, thank you so much for being with us.
I appreciate the time to talk about this very important program. Thanks, Rick.
You bet. Once again, DEATakeBack.com. 728, Saturday Morning Update.
Hey, friends. It's Eric Stewart from the Eric Stewart Shows here on WMAL for the past 15 years. And recently, I've heard a lot of ads from other realtors guaranteeing to sell your home, or they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, or make up the difference, or something like that. The big question I have is, why would you hire somebody who would just sell your home for what's acceptable? Don't you want exceptional? That's what we do at Long & Foster. You can find us at ericstewartgroup.com, and every Sunday morning you'll find me here at 8 a.m. on WMAL.
It's been several months now since Congress approved President Trump's tax reform plan, but here's something you might not realize. Most of the big changes won't show up until you file your return next year. That means you need to be adjusting your tax strategy now to take advantage of the benefits on your 2019 return. Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services is hosting a complimentary dinner event to show you how to do that. You and a guest will enjoy a nice evening out at one of our best fine dining restaurants. But more importantly, you'll learn the differences between the old tax plan and the new one. You'll find out how to itemize your taxes with a higher standard deduction. You'll also find out how the adult caregiver tax credit works. So forget about dinner and a movie. Dinner and show me how to save money sounds like a lot more fun. Call 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968. Or register online at retirementkeyradio.com. Abraham Abish does not provide legal or tax advice. By contacting us, you may be provided information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Abraham Abish.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, 703-922-1900.
A-Action Home Services.com. Problem solved.
Coming up on the Saturday Morning Update, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We got the very latest on the arrest of the bombing suspect. Also, Cheryl Atkinson on the way.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. We're learning more about the Florida man charged with sending more than a dozen pipe bombs to prominent Democrats. 56-year-old Caesar Sayoc's van was plastered with stickers supporting President Donald Trump.
Sayoc has an extensive criminal history dating all the way back to the early 1990s, including a 2002 threat to blow up a utility company, suffering a fate worse than 9/11.
Correspondent Joe John says authorities tracked Sayoc down after getting DNA and fingerprints off the packages. A reading instructor at Loudoun County Public Schools is arrested yesterday after someone told police he was possibly taking pictures under the skirts of girls at Woodgrove High School. 30-year-old Samuel Hermans is charged with three felony counts of unlawful filming of students. He's being held without bond. Maryland's incumbent Republican Governor Larry Hogan's maintaining a large fundraising advantage over Democratic challenger Ben Jealous. Hogan's raised about $2.4 million in the latest fundraising period, Jealous about $1.8 million. In sports, after 18 innings, the Dodgers beat the Red Sox 3-2 in Game 3 of the World Series last night. The game lasted a whopping 7 hours and 20 minutes, making it the longest in postseason history. Red Sox manager Alex Cora.
Probably one of the best, if not the best game I've ever been part of.
The Red Sox lead the series 2-1, Game 4's tonight, and the Wizards lose to the Kings 116-112. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
How much money will you need to retire? Are you paying more in taxes than you should? Is your will up to date? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton with the Wise Investor Group. We can help you answer these and other questions about your financial future and help you build a plan based on what's important to you. Let's talk. You'll like what you hear.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. My friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams understand how serious it is to get the most money when selling your home. It's your largest investment, after all. Debbie and Sarah guarantee that they will sell your home for 100% of the asking price, or they're going to pay you the difference. That is a fact. When it comes time to sell your home, the more buyers that know about it, the more money you'll get. Bottom line, Debbie and Sarah developed an exclusive program to take the stress out of selling your home and at the same time let thousands of buyers know about your home through their Buyers in Waiting acquisition program. They currently have over 7,000 buyers that have registered with them. These buyers are willing to pay top dollar for your home. Debbie and Sarah are so confident that they'll guarantee 100% of your asking price or they will pay you the difference. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
7:33 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Tony Rodriguez in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Looks like we're dealing with an accident scene down on the HOV lanes near the Dumfries Road exit. Looks like one left lane is partially blocked for an accident scene. Shouldn't be causing you too much trouble, though. As of now, the northbound side of 95 is quiet all the way up towards the Springfield Interchange. 66 looks great. From the Manassas area all the way out towards the Beltway. Inside the Beltway, you're quiet through Falls Church and Arlington. 270 southbound from Clarksburg down towards Beltway. You're up to speed in the outer loop. Not seeing any delays so far this early morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, showers early, then cloudy. A high in the mid-50s. Right now, 53 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
My friends, like you, I am thankful every day for the brave men and women who protect our freedom and our country. Now, as Veterans Day approaches, I want to announce that my friends at Mahindra are holding their fifth annual Military Salute Giveaway. The winner will receive a Mahindra Retriever utility vehicle. That's right, a brand new red Mahindra Retriever 1000 gas model. Last year's winner, Army Captain Robert Forney of Ohio, is loving his Mahindra, and you could be next. To nominate somebody who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military and to get official rules, Visit RushLimbaugh.com and look for the Mahindra Military Salute giveaway. Thanks to Mahindra, the makers of the toughest utility vehicles on Earth, and God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
The choice for Congress in Virginia's 11th Congressional District couldn't be more clear. Jeff Dove is an Army combat veteran who will bring the diversity of our district to Washington and give us real representation. Jeff Dove has fought on the 21st century's physical and digital battlefields. Jeff's provided real solutions, not just party talking points and bills that go nowhere. Jeff Dove is the clear choice for Virginia's 11th Congressional District.
I'm Jeff Dove, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Dove for Congress.
Before Sean and Karen could move forward with building their custom home, they were required to sign a non-contingent contract with the builder. Now, this was a big commitment for them, so they turned to the Kerry Scholl team for the security that Kerry could provide with a guaranteed price for their existing home. This is Mary Walter, and Sean and Karen had the security of Kerry's guarantee. What they didn't expect was the power of Kerry's database of qualified buyers. Kerry sold their home for more than $65,000 over the guaranteed price, and this was before their home even hit the market. Kerry Scholl and her team have a database of more than 15,000 qualified buyers looking to buy a home. What could be more powerful than working with an agent that already has a buyer for your home? So call the agent that I would call were I to sell my home. Call Kerry Scholl at 703-952-SOLD. That's 703-952-SOLD. Or go online to kerryscholl.com. That's KerriSholl.com.
There's a lot to do this fall in D.C., but you know what there's not a lot of? Convenient parking. Fortunately, you can reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance with Spot Hero. Whether you're catching a game, exploring the district, shopping in Georgetown, or just heading out for some fun, Spot Hero is there for you. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. You can even get $10 off your first park by using promo code FAST on the app. That's $10 off with promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
It's 7:37. It's the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and we are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He's authored a really great opinion piece at thehill.com. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Tony, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. Always good to be on. Thank you.
Obviously, top of the news, the Florida suspect has been taken into custody. Federal authorities capturing a strange guy, Cesar Sayoc. He's an amateur bodybuilder, a former stripper, long arrest record, and he is in custody accused of sending at least 13 mail bombs to prominent Democrats. Five federal charges filed so far. Jeff Sessions said there may be more. He's from Aventura, Florida. We saw the Opa-locka post office, which is where a lot of the activity in the investigation was, and the return address of the office of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, of course, the Florida congressman. So, Tony, as you look at this, now we've had a 24 hours to sort of ingest what happened and the investigation and the arrest. What strikes you about Cesar Sayoc?
Well, I think, first, your point, the guy is a wacko. I mean, he's really found his life. He had been victimized over the years by using steroids. I've known that steroids can do a number on one life.
Tony, we're having a little audio issue with you. You're kind of going in and out a little bit. You were mentioning their steroids, possibly the effect of steroids, because he was a bodybuilder. In some of the pictures, he was a very serious bodybuilder, too far extreme.
Well, I think that's the issue. And then so when you put that together with some level of political activism, this guy was simply, a wacko. And I think what we've seen so far regarding the actual attempt was that it was simply a hoax. Early on in the investigation, I was told the first day that it appeared to be a hoax. That while these things had the appearance of explosive devices, they really weren't explosive devices. And I think that was a notable feature of what happened with this guy.
So what you're saying, and I guess it's kind of hard to have a definitive answer here, but the question is, did he intend for these pipe bombs to go off, or did he intentionally build them so that they would not detonate, or can you tell?
So, again, from the people I've spoken to who've actually examined them, I don't think they were ever designed to go off. I think they had the features of bombs, and I think we're going to learn more about all the materials, but, you know, pipe bombs traditionally are made of metal, not PVC. The broken glass in one of them or two of them was simply, I think, for effect, just the appearance of it. And frankly, no one has, not once, I mean, you can check the media on this, no one has ever talked about a detonator. You know, I mean, any EOD guy, explosive ordnance guy, is going to tell you that the detonator is the key to a device. I'm pretty sure that they didn't have a detonator, so lacking a detonator, it ain't going to explode. And I think that's where the whole thing tends to fall apart.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
The investigation took them a couple days, but they were very confident from day one that they were going to apprehend him. Tell us a little bit about how they nailed him, how they tracked him down.
Well, this guy really, I think, wanted to get caught. And that's the other feature here, Rick. I mean, look, this guy did this from a central post office. I'll give him this. He did the timing of the event very well. I mean, these things started showing up kind of like clockwork. So it was very clear that it was a concerted effort. And so I think once you understand there's a pattern, you know better where to look. And the Postal Service, for any number of things, you know, I do believe they've gotten better. I mean, look, I got a great relationship with my local post office here in Northern Virginia. They're all great folks. So I do believe that they're really, the Postal Service has come a long way regarding tracking technology and that sort of thing. So it was, I think it was just a matter of time. And law enforcement, again, the folks I was talking to were very confident this guy would not last long, not being traced down.
So, Tony, we want to turn to the killing of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. It really dropped out of the spotlight, of course, when the attempted bombings took the headlines on. But what do we know in terms of the latest on the investigation? The country's attorney general in Saudi Arabia said on Thursday that it was premeditated. But who ordered it? I mean, where's the smoking gun, or will there ever be a smoking gun as to who actually ordered Khashoggi to be taken out?
I think we'll know within a reasonable expectation of certainty, and not too long. And, you know, this has been incremental. As President Trump said, this was one of the most terrible cover-ups ever. It was pretty obvious. And, I you know, things like this, governments like that, where you have essentially a small group of people running everything, my judgment is this had to be approved at the very top. And while the guy at the very top may not have known details, I don't think he issued, like, hey, on this day, go here and do this. I'm very sure that the guy in charge had to know this was going to happen. So there's going to be a certain level of, I think, distance between the guy who approved it and the actual event. It doesn't change the fact that at some level, which I do believe it's going to go all the way to the top, which means we're going to have to deal with this as a serious issue. I mean, simply put, we cannot have countries which are even you know, in our camp going around just killing journalists, and it's a big issue, and I think President Trump is actually diagnosing it and playing it very well. He's been waiting for the facts and then waiting for things to come out before we start doing things in retaliation.
I want to turn to the caravan of migrants moving toward California, and interesting that they could take a shorter route to go to Texas, but the laws are more lenient in California, so it appears their route will take them to California.
Right.
What do you know, what do we know about the caravan, the origins that are not really being focused on in the mainstream media?
Well, the two things which are notable the audience should take away from is, yeah, this is a threat. Someone's organizing this. This isn't a spontaneous uprising of citizens. And think about this for yourself. If you had, you know, several thousand people walking across, say, you know, the Fairfax County Parkway, you'd notice that. And simply put, you cannot have people kind of hanging out at night without food, logistics, you know, toilet facilities, all these things. So this is planned. Secondly, this is a risk. We don't know who's in the caravan. We don't know who's involved. So the president is rightfully saying we cannot permit this to happen. So and plus just the lawlessness of it. So I think we do see here that there is an organized effort
And as you point out, these people are, the organizers are smart enough to point them towards California, not Texas, where they would have a less favorable chance of getting in.
All right. Well, President Trump has been very strong and put some significant pressure on Mexico and the
right.
Central American countries in terms of possibly cutting off foreign aid. You've written an opinion piece at thehill.com, and it was published a couple of weeks ago, but it's gotten 6,000 shares so far.
Yep.
And the headline on it, Trump shows peace through strength works after Obama. Well, that's a strong headline, and I think we're seeing it. I mean, look what's happened with North Korea. Look what's happened with the talks between Mexico and Canada on NAFTA and the new trade deal.
I think that's been the key, is that when President Trump says something, he's not simply saying it for political points. From what I've seen, and I sit on the sidelines and I see a lot of things, and I get to touch different pieces of the bubble. I'm not in the bubble, but I get to see it. And overall, Rick, from what I'm saying, the president's actually doing not only what he promised he'd do, he's doing it in a way that's been very effective. And you do have countries like Mexico taking notice when he says something. In the past, President Obama would say something and people would automatically discount it because they would say, it's just political rhetoric, don't worry about it. That's not the case now. So in a situation like the caravan, I think Mexico is going to cooperate for any number of reasons. I think we have other nations now. Saudi Arabia. I would argue we would not know as much now about what happened in Saudi Arabia with the killing of the media individual if it wasn't for the president, because the Saudis would have blown us off. So I think it's the strength, the position of strength, and then actually calling out the Russians of some of the things they're doing. I think it's been very significant.
Now, you point out in the article the contrast between President Obama's red line
right.
that was drawn over the Syrian use of chemical weapons and the Iranian nuclear deal. And you contrast that foreign policy with the way the president has handled it. I think people are waking up around the world and say, whoa, we can't play these guys anymore.
Right, and I think this is where, there's a planned summit here with Putin, with Russia. And that's one of those issues where, you might recall, Rick, this last week it was announced we're walking away from the intermediate range nuclear forces, the INF treaty. That's because the Russians violated it. So, why would you maintain a treaty when the other side has walked away from it? And I've seen all sorts of criticism about him potentially causing a nuclear arms race. Like, hey, the arms race started, and it's long past the point of our involvement. It's time to get back in the game. So that's what the president's trying to do. He's trying to get us back at least to ground, to square one with the Russians so we can negotiate some real agreements that they stand up to and hold up to. And that's where we're going.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, again, you can check out his opinion piece at thehill.com. Trump shows peace through strength works after Obama. Tony, thank you very much as always.
Thanks, Rick.
7:48 Saturday morning update. Quick check of traffic and weather, and then we're back with Cheryl Atkinson.
If you're headed on the southbound side of I-95 and planning on taking the HOV lanes, do be aware of this. As you make way down towards 234, the HOV lanes will be shut down from an earlier accident seen from the overnight. That as of now, there looks like they're working on a guardrail that was damaged. So it looks like all traffic is being diverted onto the through lanes. Shouldn't be too much trouble, though. Through lanes very much up to speed this morning. Northbound side is just as quiet all the way up towards the Springfield Interchange. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers today, high of 52. Clouds tomorrow will reach 58. Cloudy on Monday with a high of 57. Sunshine Tuesday and Wednesday will be in the upper 60s both days. 50 in Washington, only heading to 52, and it's 7:49 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we are just over a week away from the midterm elections. We are joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is an opinion contributor at The Hill, as well as the host of Full Measure on ABC 7 tomorrow morning at 10. Cheryl, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me here.
Well, you wrote a very interesting article at thehill.com, opinion piece appearing on Thursday of this week. Headline, When Democrats' Tactics Backfire. Very interesting list, the 10 big ticket causes that have put Democrats largely on the wrong side of most Americans. And I know you travel a lot around America. You're outside the Beltway. You talk to people all across the country. And walk us through the article that you wrote. I think it's a fascinating read.
Well, the point was, when you watch the news, and, you know, I'm part of that culture, sometimes we put on the news and what you see on social media sort of the superlatives and the extremes of things. So it's easy to lose sight of the fact that what's going on out there in much of America is far different than what's pictured. And by that, I mean immigration, for example. Something like 85% of Americans, and these aren't conservative polls, these are regular polls, 85% of Americans want secure borders and a border wall and support most of Trump's proposals. But you wouldn't know that if you just read social media and looked at the news. And Democrats have picked, I found, at least 8 issues that they've highlighted in a way that has actually motivated Republicans going into midterms where they really should have been able to run away, meaning Democrats really should have been able to run away with seats. So it's sort of how to shoot yourself in the foot. And as I said in the article, if you'd asked me 6 months ago, I would have told you Republicans are the party of shooting themselves in the foot. But I really think Democrats leading up to the midterms have picked some bad issues that, and been on the wrong side of most American opinion, even among Democrats.
And as an example, Cheryl, we've seen the constant coverage over the past week or 10 days of the illegal immigration caravan that is headed for the border. And the question is, how would that play out with people around the country?
I think there was a thought, or there is a thought by some liberals, that this is a good thing for their side, that it could and would highlight poor families and the cruelty or the confrontation if we try to keep them out. But as I said, when you're not looking at just the news and you're looking at American opinion, it's widespread, even among Democrats, that they want secure borders and they don't want people to be able to just come across unencumbered like that. So, you know, that's a bad issue for them. It ended up highlighting an issue that's important to many Americans in a way that hurts the Democrats. I think some of them thought it was going to help them.
And look at the Kavanaugh hearings and the way the Democrats played that and how it looked finally when it all sort of came out of the wash at the end, that they sat on Dr. Ford's letter, and it just seemed as though it was pretty obvious that this was politics and nothing but politics, the way that whole Kavanaugh process played out.
Well, and what's worse for Democrats in that case, it offered an opportunity for Republicans to stand up for once in a way their constituents hadn't felt they'd done. There's a lot of discouragement in the Republican Party for them being perceived as being weak, and, you know, they flip-flop and they don't stand behind their opinions. They apologize too fast. That's a general opinion. Well, this gave them the chance to stand firm, and it really inspired some Republicans. And President Trump kind of can claim victory for not wavering and ending up with a successful candidate and Supreme Court nominee and Supreme Court justice. And in the end, again, I think that inspired Republicans who said, finally, our party is standing up and kind of getting tough and failing to relinquish. So in the end, like you said, I think that was something that definitely helped Republicans instead of Democrats.
I've been seeing a lot of the television ads for the Democratic congressional candidates saying how they want to stop Trump. But then 30 seconds later, it's like, I'll work together across the aisle so we can get things accomplished. You know, they're just hiding behind that mask that they're going to try and work together. Try that again.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't see that, and it's a very divisive time, and I think Democrats just have made more mistakes. I say sort of at the end of the article, I use a football analogy, that it's kind of like the football player running the wrong way, and that's how I see Democrats right now, running the wrong way on the football field, and he hears all the cheers, and he thinks he's getting cheered on, and really people are screaming, please stop, get your bearings, look around, you're scoring for the other team. And there's still a core group of Democrats who are not opening their eyes and understanding that they've ginned up a lot of enthusiasm for the other side.
Well, on Full Measure tomorrow, you're talking to some members of the resistance. This is going to be a very interesting story to see what they have to tell you.
Well, I first profiled the resistance after Trump got elected. And we wanted to check back in because they said the key was at the time to maintaining constant pressure, keeping enthusiasm built. So we wanted to see that they feel they've been able to do that. And I want to say when we're talking about the resistance for the purposes of this story, it's not the Antifa, the violent mobs. Most of the resistance, I think, are people that are community organizing, getting out the Democratic vote, making phone calls. So those are the ones we wanted to hear. How do you think it's going? Are people still enthusiastic? And they do still have an enthusiastic core and are working really hard going to the mentors. So I asked, you know, are you confident? And it was interesting because they said hopeful, but I wouldn't call them confident. And they understand what happened in 2016, and they don't predict a blue wave ahead of time. They just think, you know, if they're lucky, they'll pick up some seats, and they're working very hard to do it.
And another story you've got on Full Measure tomorrow, and that is lobbying and lobbyist dollars and expenditures by groups. There is one that I guess is no surprise, but I think it's well worth pointing out, a country that is spending some big money in Washington right now.
People may not know, but it's perfectly legal for foreign countries, and they do this all the time, Russia, Ukraine, China, Cuba, Iran, to hire foreign agents here in the U.S., paid lobbyists, PR firms, former members of Congress. And Saudi Arabia is one of the top purchasers, and they purchase influence by getting meetings with members of Congress, pushing to have bills passed in their favor. They push out PR. They meet with reporters. They write letters to the editor. It's pretty ubiquitous. And we consulted with a project on government oversight, the watchdog group, who measures a lot of this. And they've been looking into Saudi Arabia's influence. And just, well, first of all, they're already one of the biggest buyers of foreign agent lobbying and PR here in the U.S. But just since the disappearance and the murder of the Saudi Arabian journalist in Turkey, they've picked up two more firms here in the U.S. that are working with think tanks and news media and members of Congress to try to influence public opinion.
That's tomorrow morning, Full Measure, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. And do catch Cheryl's opinion piece at thehill.com. The headline, When Democrats' Tactics Backfire, published this past Thursday. Cheryl Atkison, as always, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
7:57 on the Saturday Morning Update.
The problem for most people today is you're wealthy, but you don't feel wealthy. You have assets, but the strategies you're using aren't designed to generate the income you need to live the life you want. You need to learn more productive income strategies for your assets. My name is Chris Kumi, host of the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show and president of your local online trading academy. We provide income education for people who want to take control of their income, their retirement, and their lifestyle. If you want more financial confidence, I invite you to join us for a free class so you can figure out if learning to become a do-it-yourself investor makes sense for you and your legacy. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE or register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com or call 877-304-8723. 877-304-8723. 304-TRADE.
Into the end zone for a Redskins touchdown.
The Skins head to the Meadowlands to face the New York Giants.
Going over the middle of the end zone, it is caught! Short read!
Coverage begins Sunday at noon on WMAL.
We're counting down the days till 2019 during the clearance countdown at Capital Buick GMC in Greenville. Get clearance pricing on all 2018 Buicks and GMCs with up to $12,000 off select models like GMC Sierra pickups. Or take up to 30% off Buick Encores. That's way more than other Buick dealers. And that's up to $7,800 in total savings. It's the clearance countdown at Capital Buick GMC in Greenville. Exit 23 off the Beltway or shop ecapital.com.
Must finance the GMC Financial to qualify.
Megawatt, how do I lower my Novec electric bill?
According to the savings tips on Novec.com, you could save up to $300 per year by using a smart thermostat. Keep it set at 68 degrees for heating when you are home, and lower it several degrees when you are away.
Gotta shave that bill.
Dave, you know I depend on electricity.
I do too, Megawatt. I do too.
For ways to shave your electric bill, go to Novec.com.
Attention homeowners. Do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent?
Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
News next with Heather Curtis at 8, then it's Garden Sense on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Washington's election headquarters. Depend on it. WMAL, a Cumulus station.